From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Vienna, the United States and Europe have resolved their differences over how to deal with the growing evidence that Iran is secretly pursuing nuclear weapons. The two sides were at odds over how tough they should be and whether to refer the issue to the UN Security Council. Tomorrow's meeting of the Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency is likely to present a unified front. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Last week, when the IAEA's 35-member nation board met, the United States favored declaring Iran in non-compliance with its nuclear safeguard obligations and sending the matter to the Security Council, where Iran could have faced international economic sanctions. But France, Germany, and Great Britain favored a more softly worded resolution and did not want to move the issue to the Security Council yet. In their view, Iran's recent decision to disclose its clandestine nuclear program, freeze experimental work on uranium enrichment and plutonium production, and permit surprise and intrusive IAEA inspections all signaled a turning point in the struggle over Iran's nuclear weapons ambitions. The Europeans wanted to give this new arrangement more time to work. The European view has now prevailed, but U.S. pressure has been influential. The new IAEA resolution now deplores Iran's failure to fully disclose its past nuclear activities and includes a mechanism for action if Iran is again caught cheating. Secretary of State Powell said today he was very satisfied with how the negotiations played out.
If Iran does not now comply with its obligations and the other agreements that's entered into, then this will be a matter that will be immediately referred to the IAEA Board of Governors for action as appropriate under the various statutes.
This current phase in the crisis over Iran's secret nuclear program was sparked by a recent IAEA report that Iran has hidden nuclear activities for nearly 20 years and consistently filed false declarations about them. Although part of that secret program has involved enriching uranium and producing plutonium, the agency found only minuscule amounts of these fissile materials, not enough yet to make nuclear weapons. Thus, the Europeans wanted any IAEA action to separate Iran's troubling practices of the past from what it will do in the future. In effect, Iran was caught cheating at a significant but quite early stage in the possible production of nuclear weapons, and through continued aggressive action may now be constrained from pursuit of the bomb. The IAEA board meets formally tomorrow, and adoption of this resolution may be unanimous. Mike Schuster, NPR News.